Okay, so nakita ko tong story na to and medyo nagtataka ako hindi siya naging viral, no? Or I think hindi siya naging viral and hindi ko siya nakita dun sa mga usual suspects ng mga content creator na pinag-uusapan tong debate tungkol kay Leia at Regine kung sino ba ang mas narapat na maging national artist sa kanilang dalawa. Well, everybody knows naman na lahat ng mga Pilipino, alam natin na pareha silang deserving. Okay? So, hindi debate yon actually. Pero, let's make it fun, no? Sino kung mamimili ka ng isa lang dito sa dalawang ito, sino ang pipiliin mo? Diba? So, ganun lang naman. Hindi naman kailangang piliin yung pipiliin ko. Pero, I think this is a good topic to discuss. Okay? So, sino ang mas national artist right now? Kung sino ang pipiliin nyo between Regine Velasquez and Leia Salonga. So, ano yung mga merits nila for you to pick? Okay? So, hindi nila pinag-usapan ito, so tayo ang mag-discuss. So, first of all, ano muna yung national artist? No? So, yung national artist, that is the highest order that the government can recognize yung mga alagad ng sining. Okay, so simple lang naman ang mga patakaran para ma-qualify ka na national artist. So, Filipino artist, ito, who have made significant contribution to the cultural heritage of the country. So, yan yung mga ano natin, ha? Mga kailangang ma-meet na qualifications. Filipino artistic accomplishment at its highest level and to promote creative expression as significant to the development of national cultural identity. Parang halos magkaparehas ng ito. Yung dalawang A at B. Teka, C, Filipino artists who have dedicated their lives to their works to forge new paths and directions for future generations of Filipino artists. Okay? So, teka, anong pinagkaiba ng A sa B? Contributions to cultural heritage of the country, yung isa. Promote creative expression. Ah, okay, okay. Gets ko na. Okay. So, obviously, parehas nilang ginawa yan. Ang tanong na lang, sino ang mas nag-meet sa criteria na yan? Okay, but first of all, isang thing din about this is I think ang naunang nilabas nila na candidate for national artist was Regine Velasquez. Tapos parang, teka, bakit si Regine? Parang gano'n. Si Leia na lang. Di ba? Parang gano'n. Parang gano'n. At least sa pagkakaunawa ako, ha, maaaring mali ako. Kasi nung una ko nakikita, si Regine lang eh. Actually, natuwa nga ako, uy, gagawing national artist si Regine. Kasi yung madami sa mga national artists were awarded posthumously. Ibig sabihin, patay na yung national artist. O kaya, sobrang tanda na. Diba? Mga tamang mga 70s, late 70s, 80s, ganyan. Kumbaga, if you are young and then you have already accomplished enough contributions for the Filipino arts, then kahit bata ka pa, kahit middle age ka pa lang, pwede ka talagang ma-awardan ng national artist. I think it's quite rare. I'm not sure how rare it is na, kumbaga, relatively bata pa na bibigyan na ng National Artist Award yung mga candidates. Okay, so I would think that Leia and Regine would be among the youngest if ever mabigyan sila ng award ngayon. Okay, so well, ano ba yung mga nagiging award ng National Artist? So, may pera, 'di ba? May pera siya every year ata binibigyan ka ng fund. But etong si Leia at saka si Regine naman din naman. Sobrang yaman naman tong dalawang 'to. So they really don't need that money, although why not, 'di ba? It's still free money. But also yung award. Meron silang medal itself. And then, every time that may mga functions, kumbaga, ime-mention yung name nila. Parang, ano siya, required, lalo na sa mga government functions, you would be recognized that we acknowledge the presence of Madam, ano bang tawag sa ano? Honorable ba? Basta kung anumang salutations ng National Artist Regine Velasquez, National Artist for Music, 'di ba? Basta i-recognize ka. And of course, yung recognition of parang fulfillment of a lifelong dream, lifelong achievement, and to be recognized by the government saying that you are an important figure na humubog ng kulturang Pilipino sa iyong panahon. Hindi ba napakalaking karangalan nun, di ba? Napakalaking karangalan nun. Lalo na kung alagad ka ng sining. So, madaming mga ano eh, madaming mga sining ang ina-awardan. Hindi lang music, of course. Yung mga visual arts, theater, visual arts, a film, ganyan, architecture, sculpture, at kung ano-ano pa ng mga art, poetry, literature. So, big deal ang maging national artist. Okay, so ngayon, mamimili tayo. We're gonna do the impossible. Mamimili tayo dito kay Regine at kay Lea Salonga. Kung mamimili ka ng isang national artist between them to be awarded, every 3 years yung ano eh, yung national artist, and parang 2022 yung last na nagkaroon ng awards, I think. So 2025 pa magbibigay ng mga awards. Okay, I'm not gonna research anymore, pero parang 10 ata every time. I don't think anyone would question the legitimacy ng pagkaka-nominate kina Regine at Lea. So di ko alam, kasi pwede namang sabay na lang sila eh, diba? Di ba? Bawal ba 'yon? Di ko alam eh. Na another before we go, continue pala, another thing is parang di, like I said, these women are relatively young, and there have been singers, musicians that came before them, like Armida Sigyon Reyna, like Pilita Corrales, and others na yung iba hindi ko nakilala kasi sobrang tanda na. Yung iba malamang namatay na. And some are saying that they deserve to be recognized first before these women, more contemporary artists. Okay? So tanggalin na natin sa equation 'yon. Okay? Banggitin lang natin kasi mamimili nga lang tayo kay Regine at kay Lea. Kasi ako wala akong problema talaga kung mas bata. Okay, so kung mas deserving, kung again yung criteria dito, kung nami-meet ba itong mga to. Of course, the contributions of Pilita Corrales back in the 60s is hindi mo naman talaga matatawaran din. Pero hindi naman siya kasali dito sa dalawa. Okay, so ang mga merits ni Regine para sa akin. Okay, so if I'm going to choose between these two, given na ang qualification ay sa A muna tayo, contributions to the cultural heritage of the country. Between Lea and Regine, si Regine kasi ang stark difference nila is Regine Velasquez is a truly homegrown talent. Lea Salonga is a homegrown talent as well. Pero her fame was established abroad. Or at least dun siya talaga nag-flourish. Abroad. Sa Broadway, dun sa Miss Saigon, historically, di ba? Kumbaga, she was the first Filipino, I think Asian, to win a Tony which was a big deal back then. And back in the 80s or early 90s ata yun, kailan ba nanalo? Yung mga kakilala ko na taga ibang bansa back then were really proud when she won. Naalala talaga nila yun. Kasi back then, hindi pa naman global yung wala pang internet, di ba? So, it's very rare that the Philippines get mentioned along the lines of the Hollywood elites and the best to be ranked among the best in the world. Big deal talaga yon. While itong si Regine naman had always been a local talent. Although nanalo rin siya ng isang singing contest abroad, nanalo din siya doon, but that win compared to the rest of her musical career is but a sparkle dun sa tunay na naliwanag ng career ni Regine Velasquez as a singer. Okay, so we're just gonna talk about the singing. Okay, kasi pareha silang nagpelikula din, although talagang singer talaga sila first and foremost. Okay, si Leia nagpelikula rin siya, but hindi naman sila nominated for National Artist for Film. So yun ang isang punto. Si Regine is a homegrown talent, legitimate, na parang dito siya sa Pilipinas, dito siya namayagpag, dito siya nakilala, dito niya ginawa. Her best works were done in the Philippines. Okay, si Leia Salonga, we can say that her best works were done abroad. But her best works gave so much pride to Filipinos over here and abroad. And she had been recognized as a legend in the international theater scene. Si Regine Velasquez, I think she tried back then, but she wasn't able to penetrate. I don't know what happened to her. I suppose dahil okay naman siya dito eh. Nandito na siya eh. Diba? Kumbaga siya na yung reyna dito eh. Diba? And for better or for worse, ito yung dito talaga siya nag-reyna. Pagdating dito, at her peak, at her prime, nobody touches Regine Velasquez. Dito sa first criteria, cultural heritage to the country, I would have to give it to Regine. Okay? To Regine. And also, mas pangmasa talaga si Regine. Mas pangasa si Regine. Si Leia kasi, not a lot of Filipinos can watch her show. Diba? Hindi ko nga alam kung... Kasi theater, even locally produced theater productions, hindi pa rin pangmasa eh. Diba? May pagka-elitista ang dating ng mga ng theater talaga, whether they admit it or not. Diba? And hindi talaga siya pangmasa. Unlike Regine Velasquez, maririnig mo talaga yung mga kanta niya everywhere, especially back in the 90s at her peak in the 2000s, early 2000s, 'di ba? Maririnig mo siya sa TV, maririnig mo siya sa radyo, maririnig mo siya sa mga jeep, 'di ba? Maririnig mo talaga siya sa mga tawag dito, sa mga parlor, 'di ba? And also Regine Velasquez has become a gay icon, 'di ba? Especially yung mga older na bakla. Regine Velasquez talagang diyosa nila yan, 'di ba? Pag siguro nung panahon niya, para siyang para siyang ka-level niya sina Whitney Houston, sina Mariah Carey nung panahon na yon sa pagiging gay icon. Feeling ko back then, kung si Mariah Carey parang inutusan niya yung mga yung mga gays dati na parang atakihin niya yan. Kumbaga mag-aklas tayo. Feeling ko magsasama-sama at mag-aaklas talaga ang lahat ng mga bakla sa mundo during that time. I think Regine Velasquez would have the same kind of influence to the gay community, to LGBT na ngayon, 'di ba? I don't know pala kasi sa lesbians hindi naman siya, wala naman akong alam na ano eh ng mga lesbians na mahilig sa kay Regine, pero sa mga gays talaga, 'di ba? Or I suppose with the trans as well, 'di ba? So medyo hindi ko alam kung pwede mo sabing LGBT. Si Leia, meron din yan. Pero mas lamang pa rin kay Regine. So yung parlor culture, and I don't mean it as anything derogatory, yeah, because it really exists. Meron naman talagang parlor culture. And it's only up to you if you think that is a positive or a negative. Okay, all I'm saying is it exists. Okay? And so kaya ko ibinigay kay Regine Velasquez itong cultural heritage of the country. Okay, so 1-0 Regine Velasquez. Filipino artistic accomplishment at the highest level to promote creative expression as significant to the development of a national cultural identity. I suppose both artists have their merits on this criteria. I would say tabla sila dito. Creative expression, development of a national cultural identity. Ang isang thing kasi kay Regine is very distinct yung style niya. Okay? And like I said, mas pangmasa yung kanyang relatively. Hindi lang naman mga masa yung nakaka-appreciate kay Regine. Okay? Even yung mga konyo na mga kolehiyala dati nung kapanahon na namin ay gusto rin si Regine. Okay? So, yan si Regine, kasama niya si Najaya, si Lani Misalucha. But I would say, and I don't think anyone would dispute that amongst them, Regine was the queen. Okay, although of course madami pa ring haters si Regine, but ganun talaga when you're at the top, madami ka talagang magiging haters. Si Leia Salonga, I don't know any Leia Salonga haters. Kumbaga, kung meron man, they are very few and they don't even have the guts to come out as a Leia Salonga hater. Sa sobrang rare nyo, di ba? Unless meron kang, sometimes she gets bashed occasionally when it comes to politics, when it comes to, yung recently may nag-viral siya na dun sa dressing room niya. But with regards to her being an artist, being a singer, wala kang masasabi kay Leia Salonga. I suppose both artists influence other singers in their own ways. Kasi hindi naman lahat, unang-una, hindi lahat kayang kumanta katulad ni Regine. Diba? Kasi this woman's voice is really something else. Just soars out of view. Kumbaga, sobrang taas, sobrang powerful ng voice niya. And while Leia Salonga is a more technical singer and a more tawag doon deliberate na execution, yung training niya sa opera, sa opera ba or sa theater pala rather, very methodical. Si Regine is a pop singer, so mas may freedom siya na gawin yung mga gusto niyang gawin, di ba? And I suppose yun yung ano eh, yun yung isa pang pwede mong i-consider dito na some people would consider Leia's singing a higher form of art than Regine. Kasi hindi lang naman ano eh, hindi lang naman singing din yung ginagawa ni Leia. Actually, dapat may separate category ang theater eh, 'di ba? Parang tingin ko dapat sa theater siya kasi singing is only half of what Leia Salonga does. Diba? Hindi naman siya basta singer. Uma-acting din siya while singing. And that is a totally different set of skills. So, actually, now that I've realized that, tingin ko, hindi tamang comparison. So, let's see kung mayroong National Artist Award for Theater. Award for theater. Theater and visual arts. Oh, theater and film. So doon na lang dapat si Leia Salonga. 'Di ba? Teka. Ano bang nakalagay? Teka. Mag-control F tayo. Ito pala oh, theater and film. Iba yung theater and film sa music. Ito yung music, ito theater and film, 'di ba? So I think it would be a disservice to Leia Salonga if you just put her in music. She is an international theater icon, the best we have ever produced, and you're gonna miscategorize her, diba? So, end of discussion! Regine Velasquez! Regine Velasquez for music, diba? Dun pa lang, Leia Salonga for theater and film. Dun dapat. Okay. Oo, pero tuloy, biglang natapos ang debate, 'di ba? So theater and film dapat si Leia Salonga, hindi siya basta sa music. Ano bang nakalagay dito? Pero kung national artist lang naman yung tanong dito, sino kina Leia at Regine ang deserving maging national artist? Ang sagot diyan ay parehas. Ang tanong lang, sino ang mas, kung mamimili ka ng kung sinong gagawin mong national artist ngayon, sinong pipiliin mo? Just to make it fun. Pero, as we have realized, hindi parehas ang pagiging artist nila. One is exclusively for music as a singer, and one is also a singer, but she also acts while she sings because she is a theater performer. So, magkaiba sila. So, sino ba ito? Nabiktima ako mo akong hayop. Ka? Sino ka? RLN News Nationwide. Magko-comment ako dyan. Ayup ka. So, Filipino artists who have dedicated their lives to their works to forge new paths and directions for future generations of Filipino artists. Dito sa category C, tingin ko panalo pa rin si Regine Velasquez. Kasi you could just see it, an entire generation of singers singing like Regine Velasquez, from Sara Geronimo to sino yon, si Katrina Velarde, ang dami niyang clone. Sara Geronimo is her own artist, probably a future national artist as well, but at the start of her career she was heavily influenced by the mighty Regine Velasquez. And ano pa ba? And ang dami, Sharon Regis. Like I said, an entire generation of Filipino singers sang like Regine because of how amazing Regine's talent and contributions were. Okay, so kalimutan na muna natin yung mga intriga sa buhay niya. Huwag na natin isama yun. Let's just talk about the artistry. And you can make up a case na hindi lahat ng kanta niya were originals, but or sometimes may mga seasons na parang wala lang, 'di ba? Kasi may mga nauso kasi yung mga revivals eh, 'di ba? So I think those were the times na hindi ako masyadong natuwa kay Regine. But then after She started collaborating with her husband, yung mga kanta ni Ogie. Naging original ulit ang mga kanta ni Regine Velasquez, and it was a glorious face for her. Okay, while Leia had always been a stalwart in the international scene in theater, she is revered by the most respected people in theater all around the world. So what more can you ask for? Leia Salonga is the shit. And again, good news, hindi natin kailangang pagpilian kung sino ang magiging national artist sa kanilang dalawa. Pareha silang pwedeng maging national artist sa 2025, dahil si Regine ay pwedeng maging national artist for music, si Leia ay pwedeng maging national artist for theater and the arts. Okay, so that settles it. Okay, balang-balang!